someone asks you, what does it mean to be an American? What comes to your mind? What comes to my mind is freedom. We are a land of free people. Land of the free, home of the brave. We have a lot of tradition in this country. And, you know, being an American is also about pride. We have pride in our country. And those terrorist groups are going to get theirs. Don't push this country. Don't wake the sleeping giant. Don't poke at the stick at the bear. Just leave it alone. Because if you do, you're going to get hurt. And that's what's going to happen to these folks if they keep messing with us. Another word is success. We've got the ability to become anything we want to in this country. That's one of the beautiful things about this nation. If you're willing to pay the price, you can succeed in whatever you set your mind to. And there's never a place and there's never a time that we're not Americans. You can go to a foreign country, you're still an American. Everywhere, all the time. We are Christians. We are Christians. What does it really mean to be a Christian? And does this mean that wherever we are, everywhere, all the time, that we are Christians?
Now, let me just say this. There are some things that being a Christian is not. Being a Christian is not just assembling. That's part of what we do, but that's not who we are, and that's not what we are. Now, this is certainly one of the first parts of being faithful to God is assembling. We need to assemble. We need to come together for worship. And if we don't come together, as the manner of so many is, then it's a sign of a lack of faithfulness and certainly a lack of faith. Every now and then isn't enough for us to assemble. We need to try to be here every time we possibly can. Hebrews 10:25 makes that abundantly clear. But being a Christian is more than just assembling. And being a Christian is more than just words and ideas and a philosophy of life. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father. And then he said in Luke 6:46, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? No, Christianity is not just assembling, and it's not just words and ideas and philosophy, and Christianity is not a part-time job. It's just not. Turn in your Bibles to Titus 2. Titus chapter 2. I forgot to turn mine to Titus 2, so let me get over there myself. In Titus chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, Paul writes these words, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Being a Christian then involves, it's a way of life. It's not just a part-time job. It's a way of life. It isn't who you are or what you are, but rather, brethren, being a Christian is what you do. That's what shows you to be a Christian or not a Christian. Christianity is active. It is a you do type thing. It's not passive where something is done to you, but Christianity is something that you perform. These are good works that we do. And so there's a lot of responsibilities that we have in our personal life, but there are responsibilities that we have as children of God to conduct ourselves in a manner befitting the name of Christ, that we bring honor to God's name and not dishonor to his name. So there's a lot of responsibilities about that. And a lot of times we focus on the thou shalt nots, and we should, but there's also a lot of things that we should do, that we should be involved with. Titus 2 verse 14, Jesus gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. So while there are many thou shalt nots, there are a lot of thou shalts. And we need to be focused on those as well. Notice the two great commandments. Love God with all your being, heart, soul, mind, strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Again, these are active commands. And this love is an active thing. It's something you show by the things you do. Now, we give, we share, we love, we care, we do. We help. We are living a life. It is a way of life that we're living. That's what being a Christian is. So what does it really mean then to be a Christian? I'm going to give you four words tonight. I want you to try to remember these four words. There may be things you remember in this lesson. Other than that, that's fine. But try to remember these four words, and it'll help you to be a true Christian. The first word is dedication. Dedication. This is total devotion and commitment. And this dedication is to God and to doing His will, to being pleasing to Him. So being a Christian involves dedication. Ephesians 6, verse 6 and 7 says that we are not to serve with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. From the heart. This is genuine dedication to the Lord. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. So this goes back to the very heart of what it is to be a Christian. It's dedication, brethren. You know, Jesus did tell us, seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. Paul told us that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God. This is our reasonable service. And we're not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by renewing our minds so that we may show the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. The point is, we're talking dedication, that we're totally dedicated to doing the will of God. The second word is submission. Submission. Now, ladies grasp this better than men do. We know, wives, you know that you're to submit to your husbands. And so ladies seem to have a better understanding of what it is to submit to God many times than us men do. And I suspect, and Stan, I've wondered about this, it's true in Russia, it's true in India, it's true in the Philippines, it's true every place I've ever been, and I'm sure it's true in Guyana too. There are more women that try to be Christians than there are men that try to be Christians. And I don't know if maybe it has something to do with this matter of submission, because women seem to grasp this better than us men do. We all are to submit to God in every respect, yielding our will for God's will. Jesus was submissive to His Father. He said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Matthew 6:10. Submitting to the will of God was His way of life. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, as He's anticipating His death, He says, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." He humbled Himself even to death. He humbled Himself. And everything he did for God. That's this submission to the will of God. We've got to follow that example that our Lord set. Romans 6:13, Paul wrote that we should neither yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but rather we should yield ourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and our members as instruments of righteousness unto God. So we submit to God. James 4:7 tells us to do that. James 4:15 says that if the Lord wills, we should live and do this or that. Galatians 5:24, they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. This is an example of that submission where we do not control our own lives, but we let God control our lives by His word. Whatever He says, that's what we will do. So that means we're going to put away pride. We're going to put away ego. It's about dedication. It's about submission. And the third word is enduring. And that's not the easy one. That's a hard one. Enduring. Enduring. I don't like being mistreated, do you? People do us wrong. People cause us trouble. I don't like that. There are bullies everywhere. Bullies in school, bullies at work. Sometimes bullies in our own family, bullies. I don't like being bullied, do you? Nobody does. I don't like it when people lie about me, do you? Nobody does. Nobody likes being lied about. Nobody likes being lied to. But certainly none of us like being lied about. We are going to suffer wrong. That's just the reality of it. We're going to face persecution because there are enemies of the cross. And that we talked about that this morning from 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12. All that would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So yeah, there's going to be persecution. But more than that, there's going to be affliction. There's going to be some problems that come our way that are not necessarily related to persecution. But there's going to be some suffering involved. And 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." So we endure. We endure. We put up with a lot for the cause of Christ. That's what we're supposed to do. In 1 Peter 1 verse 7, talks about the genuineness of your faith is going to be, which is much more precious than gold that perishes, is going to be tested by fire. And that way you'll be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're going to be tested. We're going to be put to the test. Our faith is going to be tested. You say you have faith in God, then be prepared for the test. It's coming. And there's going to be some affliction. There's going to be some suffering. There's going to have to be endurance on your part. Not only that, you have to hang in there. You're going to get tired. You're going to get weary from well-doing, but don't get weary in well-doing. Don't get weary of well-doing. You're going to be weary from it, but don't get weary of it. Don't get tired of it. A friend of mine in North Carolina years and years and years ago told me, "It's all right to be disappointed. Just don't be discouraged. Just don't let yourself be discouraged. We may be disappointed in the way people treat us. We may be disappointed with the way things work out. We wanted this new promotion at work and we didn't get it. Or you were wanting this one person to become your friend and they have no interest in being your friend. Or there was some issue that you were trying to resolve and you couldn't resolve it. And so there's disappointment. That's okay. That's going to happen. We endure that. But we don't get discouraged. We keep trusting in the Lord and we keep going. We keep enduring. So there's going to be persecution. There's going to be affliction. There's going to be disappointment. We endure all of these things. That's part of it. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." There's no reason for us to be discouraged, because God is renewing us day by day. His mercies are new every morning. He forgives us every day when we mess up, when we fail, when we don't live up to the expectations. He forgives us every day. His mercy is renewed every day. And our inner man is renewed every day as long as we continue to try, as long as we don't give up. The fourth word and final word tonight is blessings. Blessings. What being a Christian is, it's blessings. When you are a Christian, there are going to be blessings that we can't even fathom. Things that we can't even comprehend that God is doing for us. We have the matter of dedication. We have the matter of submission. We have the matter of our enduring. But when we do all those three things, it's going to bring blessings. Blessings for God's people. Blessings that the world does not have. We know it from Ephesians 1:3 that all spiritual blessings are in Christ. We know that. And if all spiritual blessings are in Christ, that means there's none of them outside of Christ. So if we are Christians, there's going to be blessings. Persecutions, yes. Sufferings, yes. Enduring, yes. But blessings on top of that. Both physical and spiritual blessings. You know the story. You know what Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 25 through 30. He says, "Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about your life. What you're going to eat or drink, or about your body, what you're going to wear. Your body is more than food, and your life is more than food, and your body is more than clothing. Look at the birds of the air. Look at the flowers of the field. God takes care of them. He's going to take care of you." That's Matthew 6, 25 through 30. No, physical blessings are going to be ours if we are faithful in our service to the Lord. "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Psalm 68 and verse 19. Now, the spiritual blessings, though, the spiritual blessings, like we just quoted from Ephesians 1 and verse 3, are going to be found only in Christ Jesus. They're not anywhere else. What are these spiritual blessings? Well, Jesus said it. We talked about it this morning in Matthew 11. You come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In Revelation 14:13, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. So there is rest awaiting us. That is a blessing that's awaiting us if we are Christians. What does it really mean to be a Christian? It means rest. Rest from our labors. We have that to look forward to. But not only that, rest from the loads of life. The burdens of life that we're carrying here. And we can get despondent by these things. They can be overwhelming to us. But we know that we have a God who is going to take care of these things. And though we get weighed down by the things of this world, God is going to take care of us. He's going to bless us. He's going to meet our needs, both physically and spiritually. And that gives us a sense of peace. A peace that passes all understanding, which shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 and verse 7. And finally, the greatest blessing of all is eternal life. Eternal life. And I give them, I love this verse, John 10, 28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. What a blessed, beautiful thing that is, that we know God and we know his Son, and more importantly, they know us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We are his children. We are his bride. We are his body. We are his family. And he's going to take us home someday. We have the blessing of eternal life. So what does being a Christian really mean to you? There is a burden involved. There is inconvenience. There's suffering. There's, you know, you're going to have to endure. And you're going to have to be dedicated. That takes work. There's going to have to be a commitment. And you're going to have to submit. You're going to have to yield your will to God. And that's hard. But if you'll do these three things, the dedication, the submission, and the enduring, then there's going to be the blessing. God's blessing. You know what every child wants from their father and mother? Every child. A blessing. They want to be blessed. They want to be accepted. They want to know that they have value. They want to know that you mean something, or that they mean something to you, that they're important to you. And they want you to bless them. They want their parents to bless them. And I'm going to tell you something, parents of adult children, they want your blessing too. They may not act like it, and they may not always deserve it, but they want your blessing too. They need to know that you love them, that they're important to you, that they mean something to you. Well, that's what we want from God. We want God's blessing. And the blessing that God offers to us is eternal life. So yeah, there's a burden, but there's also a blessing. Do you really want to live like the world and then suffer with the world someday? I don't think so. I want to live like Jesus wants me to live, so that I can escape the human suffering that will follow this life, and so that I can enjoy the blessings that God has in store for us as his children. What does it really mean to be a Christian? It means putting Jesus where he belongs, on the throne, at the head of the table, where he's the one that's the head of his church. He's the one that rules over our lives. He's the one that decides what is and what is not to be. And we yield to him. We're dedicated to him. We endure for him. And he blesses us for that. Do you need to correct your life? Is there anything in your life that you need to change? Now's the perfect time to do it. Enjoy the blessings of being a Christian by being dedicated to him, by submitting yourself to him, and by enduring whatever comes in his name, in doing it for him And ultimately, you're doing it for yourself because you're going to receive the blessing that only God can give. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation, we want to give you a chance right now to make your life right with Him. Whatever your need, come if you need to as we stand and sing.